Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to How To Tuesday this week. You know, on occasion, you get in a situation to where you need to tie two dissimilar pieces of monofilament or fluorocarbon together. And when dissimilar, I mean, you know, one might be 20 pound to 10 pound, or it might be in trout fishing, it might be 2X to 4X. Okay. One's really big. And you can easily step down, but let's just say you don't have that size monofilament. Or in saltwater fishing, maybe you need to tie a shock tippet onto the end so you have 10-pound line, but you want to put a 25-pound shock tippet on there. So there are some knots that you can use and some ways that you can do this. One of the easiest is what I like to call, and I got this out of Rob Fordyce's Tarpon book. He has a knot that he calls the two-turn blood knot. It is one of my favorite knots for tying two dissimilar lines together. And you're simply going to take the lighter line and double it over without a bimini. Just double it over so you have two strands rather than one. And with the heavy line, you just do two turns. And with the lighter line, you do about four or five turns. And you double, and so you're doing five turns with a doubled line, and then you put that back through as you would if it was a single piece, and you tie a blood knot there. So on one side, you have five turns with a doubled line. On the other side, you have two turns with the heavier line. It's a very strong knot. It's a very good way to do it, and it works very well for trout fishing as well, because as your leader gets shorter and shorter and shorter in trout fishing, you find yourself with something like, you know, like a 2X leader, and you need to go to 4X, and you can simply double that 4X over, do a two-turn blood knot there, and be able to continue fishing without having to create an entirely new leader. It's not, you know, the best way would be to pull out a whole new leader and put it on. But oftentimes you find yourself in that situation. Maybe you've run out of 2X and 3X, and you've got to go from OX or 1X to 4X. And if you're not familiar with trout fishing, the X is an indicator of the tippet size. And that would be very light. The lightest is 8X. The heaviest is OX. 8X is like 1.75-pound test, and OX is, I don't know, maybe 10, 12, something like that, heavy line. And so usually trout fishing leaders are stepped down or tapered, knotless tapered. But there are occasions where you need to tie light line to heavy line. The two-turn blood knot is the best one in that situation. And you can access that knot at the website, TomRolandPodcast.com. You can also get it at SaltwaterExperience.com. And you can find that two-turn blood knot. It's a very easy knot to tie, and it's exceptionally strong. So that's how to tie two dissimilar lines together in a pinch. Two-turn blood knot. And also, by the way, it not in a pinch, I use that two-turn blood knot on a lot of my tarpon leaders by choice. It's a very strong knot, one that I like a lot. All right. If you like this podcast, send it to somebody, text it to them, and you can always email me, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com, and leave a rating and review on iTunes if you could. That'd be awesome. All right. See you.
In wild country, rules were not created by man. Don't miss Wild Country, Wednesdays from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Primos. Speak the language. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.